From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thursday's World Summit on Fighting Corruption allowed Britain and the United States to look at their own policies and their role as shelters for billions of dollars stolen by corrupt politicians in developing countries. The London summit shifted the focus to global corruption. It turned the spotlight of blame away from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced measures including a public register intended to force companies to name their real owners, a measure that British government officials claim will be the first of its kind.
I really sense that today there is far more political will, not just for words, but for action that will make a difference. And frankly, there's nothing as powerful as an idea whose time has come.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said tens of billions of dollars in stolen money, funds that could be used for education or building bridges in underdeveloped lands, instead are hidden in banks in countries including ours. Brazil's suspended president Dilma Rousseff is vowing to fight back after the Senate voted for an impeachment trial for alleged corruption and to temporarily remove her from power. Flanked by weeping cabinet ministers, Rousseff used what may be her last presidential palace speech to again insist she did nothing wrong and assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. The 68-year-old waved at least a temporary goodbye to her supporters and retreated back into the palace where she'll be allowed to live while the trial is underway. VOA News.